I'm Nina Turner. It is about passion, persistence, justice, dreams, insistence. Lots of people from all walks of life. I want people to see themselves in these stories.
We the people.
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 We are the people.
We the people.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Finite disappointment, but infinite hope. That is a word for us today, and I would say every day. You know, there's upheaval going on all across this country and all across the world. You know, someone that I really admire said that chaos is the reordering of things. And I know things feel pretty chaotic around here, especially in the political space, where we have a federal government led by a president that really revels in chaos. We have some elected leaders in the Congress who amen or validate that chaos. And then we do have those who are standing in the ready position to use the political power that we the people give them to be the change and to make the difference. But more important than having elected officials, it really is about us. It's about you. It's about me. It's about our family members. It's about our neighbors, both near and far. It really is about a world community. And so the point about chaos being the reordering of things, it is through these moments of disappointment that in many ways we find so much clarity. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight. And in many cases, it feels as though in the moment that it may never happen, but it is happening because the sleeping giants are awakened. People are talking to their neighbors. We're having the type of dialogue that we probably should have had 10 or 20 years ago, but it's happening in our lifetime. So it is okay to be disappointed. It is okay to have feelings of anger. It is okay for you to have your hair on fire. All of those things are okay. And we just can't sit back, you know, and act like things are not happening. They are happening. But what you can do with any feelings of disappointment, any feelings of anger, you can channel that anger to action, and you can have your disappointment dip into a pool of renewal, that knowing that there is always promise in the problem. And that promise may not always come as quickly as we want, but trust me, it is going to come. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is just go back in history a little bit and look at the generations before us who had to overcome some pretty hellified disappointment. But ultimately, the consciousness of good people overcame that disappointment, overcame that strife, and was able to change systems. The union movement is one great example of how there was a period of time in this country where we did not have labor laws that owners of corporations and businesses could work people literally to death. Think about the coal industry, could work children. There were no child labor laws, less known labor laws for adults. But because conscious-minded people got mad as hell, were disappointed for a moment, but they galvanized all over this country to be that change, so that now we enjoy an 8-hour a day work schedule. We enjoy a 40-hour work week. We do have laws in place that prevent corporations from abusing children. None of those things happened because people weren't mad as hell. They happened because people were mad as hell, but they took that anger and they moved it to action. Or think about the suffragettes movement. Not perfect. Maybe another time we could talk about the racism in that movement, but just generally speaking, you know, a movement of women who said that women should have the right to vote in this country, and they were mad as hell about it. And a sister by the name of Dr. Alice Paul chained herself to the White House gates. You have suffragettes who were arrested. They were called crazy, unreasonable, irrational, just the way women act, like out of control. But look what the power structure that was led by white men at the time, majority of patriarchal white society dominated by men, labeled these women those things. But look what their so-called crazy got. They got the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, and women got the right to vote in this country. It was channeled. It was explosive, but it was purposeful. And that anger had a determined outcome, and that outcome was to win the right to vote for women. And other movements, including the movements of enslaved Africans and then a generation later enslaved African Americans who fought generation after generation, channeled their anger beyond disappointment to be considered chattel slavery and treated worse than a dog, worse than a horse, whipped, beat, raped. A mother knowing that she would birth her child into the world and that child would take on her condition and be a slave generation after generation after generation. The thought to wake up that you have your child in your arms and the next day they could be stripped from you, or that you could lose your husband or your wife because your marriage really meant nothing in the eyes of the law. It was always up to the slave master. That you would lose your family or see people sold on auction block and beaten or maimed. Man. But generation after generation, they remained committed to seeing freedom, or at least laying the foundation of freedom for their children and their children's children. And my God, if they could do that under such oppression, and then even when freedom came, the black codes that were incorporated in this country in states like Mississippi, where it was slavery by another name, but they continued to forge forward and they channeled that righteous anger into action so that there would come a time in this country that African Americans were legally free, even though they continued to fight another 100 years from the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery to the Civil Rights Movement in 1965. So from 1865 to 1965, it took another 100 years. But generation after generation, they forged forward. My God, if they can do that, and I am barely scratching the surface and sharing this story, but if they could do that, then in the 20th century, we can overcome a Congress that has lost its way. And I know for many, what happened with the Kavanaugh decision, the so-called investigation, many of us believe that it was a sham. It was just something to check off the box. But we will even overcome that. We will overcome just the recent appointment of 15 lifetime appointments below the Supreme Court that Democrats in the Senate signed off on. So not only did we endure the Kavanaugh situation, but we just endured the signing off without putting up a fight of 15 judges below the Supreme Court, but lifetime appointments nevertheless. And we do know that most cases don't even make it to the Supreme Court. So the fight really should have been on that for those 15, but no fight was had. So Some politicians have lost their way, but we the people, we have not lost our way. And we will continue to fight for what is just, for what is right, and for what is good. We will continue to plant trees whose shade we may never enjoy. And we will continue, as our Native American sisters and brothers have said, to look seven generations beyond ourselves to find the fix, to find the solutions that create a more just and equitable society in our lifetime. We are fighting for that. We're fighting for that for ourselves, but we're also fighting hard for generations yet unborn. So we must accept finite disappointment, as Dr. King so eloquently said, but never lose infinite hope. Our hope is our motivator and our dream is our driver, and we will continue to forge forward through our disappointment, through our pain, through our hope. We can do this. We will. And one way that we can do it, certainly not the only way, is through the ballot box. So I want to encourage you that even being mad as hell, you must go vote. And even being mad as hell, pick up the phone or knock on your neighbor's door and ask them to go vote. Take your entire community, but no matter what you do, you must vote. Because through voting, we can turn this around just one way. We must stay organized always, even if we help to elect people who we admire and like and know are going to do the right thing. We must continue to be engaged. Infinite hope, finite disappointment. Infinite hope, finite disappointment. Hope is the motivator. Our dream is the driver. Please get out there to vote on November 6th. No matter who you want to vote for, just get out there to vote. Most people will never ever run for office. So the greatest equalizer that we have is one woman, one man, one vote, the ballot box. So please get out there and vote. We the People is produced by Large Media, that's LARJ Media, in partnership with the Young Turks Network. I'm Nina Turner.